I'm Brittany.
And I'm Heather.
Welcome to OKS Moms, the podcast.
A place to be more than just mom.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of OKS Moms, the podcast. Brittany here.
And Heather. Today, we are talking all about summer cooking and summer food. And I don't know about you, but I am so tired of cooking and having a meal ready like at a certain time. And especially now that it's going to be hot.
Yeah. School's out. The last thing I want to be doing is meal prepping all day with kids fighting around me.
Well, because when you're doing summer dinner time during the summer, you've also done breakfast time and lunch time and all the dishes that come with it and all of like the like mini kitchen cleanups that also come with that. And so all of this just like leads to this like major aversion I have every single summer. If I think back, I stop cooking in the summer. We eat out way more and I don't want to do that again this summer.
Yeah. Same. So this episode is to give ourselves a little kick in the pants and kind of throw out some easy ideas and hopefully make this burden a little less.
And I think my challenge has always been that I want to keep cooking the same kind of meals in the summer, which just does not work because I know you are a fan of this. I don't want soup in the summer. I don't want to turn the oven on in the summer. Like, I just want something cool and refreshing, and I don't really know what that is. And none of my like usual go-to recipes translate to my like summer cravings. And so I really had to like whittle down my like what I think of as dinner. Like a sandwich totally counts as dinner in the summer.
100%. And last summer, we did a whole summer salad series on Instagram.
On complete accident.
Yeah, right. It just happened by happenstance. God, I've never used that word in a sentence before. And I'm pretty sure that highlight is still up, right?
Yes, it is.
Either way,
on Instagram.
We'll probably start a new highlight or maybe add to that one. I don't know. Follow us on Instagram and find out what we decide. just of summer salads that are easy, refreshing, light, and delicious.
It really, honestly, it's so funny because we truly just like you and I both had started to be on a salad kick and we were sharing them and we're like joked like, oh, now we're doing a summer salad series. But it really shifted my perspective of like summer dinners because so often I think of a salad of like the boring iceberg lettuce, the bagged like cabbage and shredded carrots and like, you know, like a very like boring, gross thing that provides no nutrients, no satisfaction, no like anything. And so it really like, oh, there's a whole like world of salads out there.
There's a whole genre here.
There really is.
Lots of nuance.
Yeah. I mean, we got everything from like gross iceberg to like really good nutrient dense bowls to like Midwest jello salad.
Oh God.
Salads. Salads are so wide ranging. There will be no jello salads here.
No. Before we dive into the episode, we would really appreciate if you could rate and review the podcast. It is how new people find us. We can't stress that enough. If you share this episode, it will pop up in their little podcast player. And that is another great way to help spread the good, okayest word. And we would love you forever.
All right. So let's take a quick break and we will share some of our favorite summer go-to meals and quick tips to make them. There are two certainties in a mom's life, dishes and laundry. If you're like us, then your washing machine and dishwasher are putting in overtime every day.
Drops makes effective, eco-friendly, and convenient household cleaning products from laundry pods, they're the original creators, to dishwasher detergent and more. They've got your home covered.
Drops detergent pods are tough enough to handle any stains your kids can throw at them, including those grass stains. remove odors, yet are still gentle on fabric. They do all of this without any harsh chemicals. Drops uses plant-based ingredients and is dye, phosphate, phthalate, and paraben-free. They come in a variety of light, crisp scents, or unscented too.
What caught our eye the most is that Drops is committed to being eco-responsible. Packaging is designed to reduce waste, single-use plastic, and unnecessary shipping materials. Drops has kept nearly 3.5 million single-use plastic detergent containers, tubs, and jugs from polluting waterways. You can even further reduce your carbon footprint by saving yourself a trip to the store when you sign up for the subscribe and save option, so you never run out of a reason to do laundry again.
New customers can save 25% off their first order of Drops with code OKAYEST25, and existing Drops customers can get 15% off with code OKAYEST15 at drops.com. That's DROPPS.com. As moms, our calendars really revolve around our kids' schedules. We're the cruise directors for their school activities, extracurriculars, and social lives, on top of all the other stuff we have going on for ourselves. Summer is just around the corner, which means even more coordination of camps, activities, family time, vacations, and more.
If you've followed us for a while, you know of our undying love for the Essential Calendar. The Essential Calendar allows you to easily see 3 months at a glance, making planning easier and seamless. Just imagine if you could see all of summer break in one place without flipping calendar pages, or that black hole between Halloween and New Year's. Plus, the minimalist design fits with any aesthetic.
I actually just sat down and wrote out all of the upcoming baseball and softball games and practices on my Essential Calendar. I thought I could wing it and get to it when I got to it, but then I showed up to a practice a half an hour late and realized I actually can't function without my Essential Calendar. Digital calendars are great, but there's something about seeing it all together in one spot that just makes so much more sense for my brain.
If you're feeling like you're drowning trying to get organized now that all the activities are back, grab the summer break and autumn calendar bundle to get things on track. Go to okayestmoms.com/essential to get 10% off your order. Okay, we are back. Let's start with one of my favorite salads. It is a broccoli salad. It was kind of a conglomerate of me just like throwing ingredients together, and then I finally documented how I made it. But it's broccoli based, and it has red onion, cooked bacon, a handful of sunflower seeds, and craisins, which is very random, I know, but it works with this. And then some orzo, which is rice-shaped pasta. Like, that's how I always describe it.
Nothing makes my kids more excited than rice noodles. They're simple creatures.
I love it. And it's super easy dressing. Greek yogurt, equal parts Greek yogurt and mayonnaise, which I know is random, but the mayonnaise just gives it that little bit of extra. Honey and white wine vinegar. And you mix that up really good. I like to make it and then refrigerate it for a little while before we eat it, so it has time to like soak in. And it's delicious and very filling.
Do you eat this as a main course?
Sometimes. If we eat it as a main course, I try to like add in some cooked chicken or something that has a little more, protein in it. They'll get that protein, bro.
Broccoli does actually have a surprising amount of protein. The problem in our house is that it has a lot of fiber. And it needs to be eaten very sparingly.
Yeah. That is a problem in my house, too. Make it when your husband is away on a work trip or something.
No, make it when he's here.
Oh, for yourself. I don't want to smell his fart.
Right. All right, next one up is just like a simple chicken salad, which I think I avoided this for so many years because it's so, the ones that I've had are always so like mayo heavy and goopy. And I just think of like the like pre-made deli chicken salad and just meh, no thanks.
Like raisins in it and stuff.
Yeah, just like a bunch of like random. That's my problem, is I want to know what is in it. And so I will not be trying any mystery bowls at a potluck.
When's the last time you went to a potluck?
Yeah, you know what? I think those are a thing of the past, finally. Oh, God. Do you have any chicken salad tips?
Yeah, I like to add... So I do this equal parts mayonnaise and Greek yogurt situation.
I think that's the key.
Yeah, so you get a little more protein in there. It's not completely, like, runny with mayonnaise, which makes me want to barf. But it still has that, like, little bit of taste, which, like, on a sandwich, I like some mayonnaise on it. I like that taste. What do I do in mine? I like to cut up red onions and...
I think the crunch is key, because otherwise it's just, like, a soggy, like, bleh.
Totally, like, some fresh veggies in there. I even do, like, some chopped lettuce sometimes in there. What the fuck else do I put in there? It's been a while.
There's got to be a picture of it on Instagram, because this list, like, came from Instagram.
I'm pretty sure I have avocado in there. I just throw whatever I have in there, like, any fresh veggies that you like.
Totally. And I think that's a big component of making a really, like, satisfying salad, is to not be afraid to put things that you wouldn't think would go in there. Because a lot of the times it does work. So for my chicken salad, I like to do it with, I'll do half an avocado and then, like, equal parts Greek yogurt, and kind of, like, whip that together, and then do the shredded chicken, do some red onion, maybe a little cilantro, and then eat that, like, on a cracker. It's really good. It's perfect for those days where it's just so hot that you don't even feel like eating, but you know you need to eat something. That's my perfect go-to.
Yeah. Often when it's so hot, I just want a snack. And that's...
Oh, the running joke in our house is that it's just watermelon dinner. Like, forget you guys. I'm going to eat half a watermelon, which I've done on multiple occasions. And just, like, I don't know, you're on your own. I'm eating watermelon.
Love it. Okay, this next one we both love.
Oh my God, you guys, it is so good.
It takes some time.
Because it's got literally everything you could possibly think of. But yes. I did just make it a couple weeks ago so that we'd have something to take to softball. Because I finally, now that there's a few weeks left in the season, I finally got my act together to realize, like, oh, if I just brought food to the game, then I won't be yelling at everyone when we get home. Oh.
Shock. Yes.
It is the pesto chicken avocado bacon pasta salad from Half Baked Harvest. It is literally, figuratively, all the ways. It is so, so good.
Yeah, it has all of those things in it. It's pesto, chicken, corn, avocado, bacon, pasta.
Literally everything you could think of. And it almost sounds like it would be too many things together, but it's so good. Especially if you use fresh corn on the cob and cut it off and, like, kind of grill it and brown it a little bit. It's just, like, all the perfect summer flavors together. And it makes a really big batch too, which I love, because towards the end of last summer when our pool is finished. Also, that's kind of my other hang up with summer cooking, is that we're out in the pool swimming and then people are hungry and then I have to go in the kitchen and, like, make the food. And so it's nice to have something quick on hand. And this pasta salad is perfect because it makes a huge batch. My kids don't eat it, of course, but there are enough ingredients in it that I can, like, parse it out and that they can eat some of it, but not eating it all together like we are.
I love it. Oh my gosh, now I'm hungry.
Okay, this one is, I just call it, like, a farmer's market salad. I found this from The Salad Lab on TikTok. It is literally just a woman with a giant salad bowl making these amazing salads. And she recreates a lot of salads. Like, she's done the poosh salad that Kourtney Kardashian eats. She's got so many good ones. AJ laughed at me so hard because one day I was trying to write down the recipes. And so I was listening to it over and over and over. And he's like, and it kept saying, "Hi, I'm the Salad Lab. Hi, I'm the Salad Lab." So every time I make a salad, he goes, "Is this from the Salad Lab?" But this one takes mixed greens, some, like, herb roasted chicken, or honestly, whatever chicken you have on hand, strawberries, sunflower seeds, almonds. It does call for grilled corn also, and like a light balsamic-y kind of dressing, and it's just so good. Like, it tastes like summer. And for a long time, I was really afraid of like making my own dressings. It just seemed like really hard and really like unattainable. And it is actually the easiest thing in the entire world. And I'm really mad of all the years I wasted buying dressing, because it is so easy to make.
Yeah. And often it tastes better too. I know that's like
so much better
thing to say, like, obviously, but it really does.
And honestly, it's, you probably have everything in your pantry right now. It's usually olive oil, some kind of vinegar. A lot of them call for a little Dijon mustard, some salt and pepper, lemon juice, and you're good.
Mm-hmm. This next one is an Asian chicken salad. I use cabbage. I do mostly green and a little bit of purple. A ramen packet, not the packet, not the seasoning packet, just the ramen. Shredded carrots, green onions, sesame seeds. And then for the dressing, it is canola oil, apple cider vinegar, a little bit of sugar, soy sauce, sesame oil, and then like salt and pepper and some garlic and onion powder, and a little bit of ginger if you like that. And it is really good. And the same, I let this one soak a little bit, but I do like a little crunch. So if you let it soak for too long, it'll be, the noodles won't be crunchy.
Yeah, that's a good point too for a lot of these, like on the pesto chicken avocado bacon pasta salad.
That's a mouthful.
If I make it ahead of time, I won't put the avocado on. I'll put that on like as I serve it, because it gets mushy. So maybe if you're going to make that one ahead, keep the ramen off and just put on as you need it.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. This next one is such a delight of the senses, and it will,
our husbands hate it.
I told AJ all I wanted, my only request for Mother's Day was for him to make this salad for me, and he just blew up into a ball of swear words. He was so angry. It is a grilled vegetable salad, and if you have never grilled romaine lettuce, you are in for such a treat. And I've only had this salad once, so I may be overselling it because I haven't had it in a full year, but I just remember
really hungry when we ate it.
Oh, it was so good. It
really was.
So you take, and the reason the husbands hate this is because in our families, they're the grillers, and this calls for grilling all of the vegetables in the salad, which is a pain in the ass, but he's got like one of those
fully.
But he's got one of those great things, like he can do it. And so you take a bell pepper, which I think we left off. I don't love a bell pepper.
Same.
We're
on the same page with that.
Yeah. I it's not a taste thing for me. It's like a digestive thing. As soon as I eat a bell pepper, I'm just like burping up bell pepper constantly. It's, I don't know. It's very weird. It's a food sensitivity I have. So you take two zucchinis, two corn cobs, a bunch of asparagus, a red onion, and some yellow squash. You can also throw in cherry tomatoes. I think when we did it, we omitted the cherry tomatoes too. And then your romaine lettuce. And so you grill all that up, kind of chop it up, and then put a creamy Italian dressing over it. You guys, so good.
It's so good. I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm hungry.
I'm so excited to eat it. That's literally all I wanted for Mother's Day.
This comes out the 31st, so hopefully you've got it.
Listen, the people will have heard if I did not get this salad. This next one is, we went to a restaurant in Santa Rosa, and I had to recreate this because I just had like this love affair with the salad. It is quinoa with kale. No, let me say that. It's a kale-based salad, which I don't typically love. And one thing I found for if eating kale, before you do anything else with it, you have to put a little olive oil on it and like massage it and like just basically like crunch it up with your fingers, because it makes it way less bitter. And I know it sounds like one more step to do, but it really makes a huge difference and it makes it a lot more digestible. So it's the kale base and it's got quinoa on it, and I put grilled chicken on it and hard-boiled egg, cherry tomatoes, which I don't usually love a tomato, but for some reason in this salad, especially like a summer tomato, I like. And I'll do carrots, radishes, and kind of, you can kind of throw on whatever else you have on hand, but it is, I do that with like a lemon vinaigrette and it's just so good. It's so filling, and now I need to go to the store and buy all these things.
I know. I was just thinking, it's got my wheels turning.
That recipe is actually saved on a reel in our highlights and our summer salad highlights as well, if that's easier for you to envision.
Next, the couscous salad. I never, before we made this last summer, I never would buy couscous.
No, because I wouldn't have known what to do with it.
Right. Yeah.
Also, to be entirely honest, like I was a little afraid of couscous because it was just like, I never ate that growing up. I never like went anywhere where it was served. It's basically like a big fluffy quinoa.
Yeah, it's delicious.
And quinoa is like rice. And I think that's like been a big shift for me as far as like cooking and what I'm eating, is that like a grain is a grain is a grain. Quinoa, rice, barley, couscous, all of those things are really interchangeable, and I never really thought about putting them on a salad before, because to me, like, rice is a side dish, and right. I mean, I don't know that I would put rice on a salad still, but like quinoa on a salad is fantastic, and couscous as a base of a salad is fantastic. And
maybe that should be a goal. Let's find a rice salad we love this summer.
Pass. I don't know.
I'm gonna find it. It's gonna be like a Mexican situation.
Oh, okay.
So for this salad, you need couscous. Like we said, corn on the cob can be frozen or canned, or we like to get cobs and grill them and then cut
them. I think the key is to roast it somehow, no matter what form it comes in.
Totally. Cherry tomatoes, which I don't love a tomato, but I do like them in this
because the summer tomatoes are different, and a cherry tomato is very sweet. You need them. Even if you're not a tomato person, you need them.
I
need
it around them still. I still mostly do. Avocado, mozzarella pearls, red onion, and white balsamic. Oh, the vinaigrette is a white balsamic vinaigrette. Olive oil, white balsamic vinegar, sugar or honey, lemon juice, salt and pepper. Whisk it together. It's so easy and so delicious.
I've also thrown in a red onion or a cucumber too to give it a little more crunch, and that's
delish.
And that I've eaten as a main dish before. It's great, like with a grilled steak or some grilled chicken too.
I'm actually getting excited for summer now.
I know.
I like what this is doing.
Okay, this one is, this is from Gimme Some Oven. And if I haven't already mentioned, I'm going to link all of these in the show notes, because there's no way I expect anybody to remember all of this. So it's a cucumber quinoa salad. So quinoa is the base, and you add in cucumber, red onion, feta, some basil, and then you do a lemon vinaigrette over it. And it is so good. I think like why these are hitting is because they're filling and they taste fresh and light. It's not like, I can't eat something hearty in the summer, but I also need to be full. And so that's why these are just, they're so delish. And I love this one because it makes a lot. You do have to make the quinoa ahead of time, so keep that in mind, because it's meant to be eaten cold, but it is delish.
Yum. Okay, tell them about your Mexican street corn salad. It's one of my favorites.
Okay, this one is, I kind of think of this one as a side dish.
Yeah. But,
you know, do with it what you will. So again, more grilled corn. And I like to start with the ears and cut it off. It is more work, but the key is to roast it. And then you're going to take some sour cream, some mayo, a little lime juice, some cumin, some chili powder, paprika, mix all that up. And that's going to be the dressing. And then you'll also add in some cotija cheese and some red onion, some cilantro and avocado. And it is delish.
Yum. Yum.
I feel like I've said delish.
I know.
Many times.
Easy and delicious. That's the theme of this episode. The next one I have is a shrimp salad. This is something my mom made a lot growing up. And I realized now it was like on the day she was done because it's so easy. But we all loved it. It is just iceberg lettuce, chopped up salad shrimp, like the fresh salad shrimp, not canned. The Chinese noodles that you can get in a can in like the ethnic section of your grocery store. Green onion chopped up and thrown in there. And then the dressing is just equal. Well, my mom used to do pure mayonnaise, but I like to do equal parts mayonnaise and Greek yogurt and salt and pepper and throw it all together, let it sit in the fridge for a few minutes and eat it. It's delicious. I'm trying to think of a different word for delicious and I can't. It's a comfort food too.
I've got a word that's not delicious for that salad. Please do not invite me over.
You're part of the anti-shrimp mafia, so.
Please don't invite me over on that night.
It's good and really thrown together in 5 minutes. It's so easy. The other thing I have is if you truly do not have a bone in your body to cook, I always have a bag of the everything but the bagel salad from Costco. It's big. You can dress it up however you want. It's got the seasoning in there is literally everything but the bagel. So if you like that seasoning from Trader Joe's, it's so good. I throw in, what I'll do is I'll get a rotisserie chicken and I'll just throw in some chicken and it's the easiest dinner ever.
Yes. Do not underestimate a bag salad. They've come a long way. And I believe Taylor Farms makes that one as well. And all of their stuff, not sponsored. I've tried.
I wish.
Taylor Farms, all of their salad. I've never had a bad one from them. They are all so good.
Yeah. Their kale one is really good too. Like the lemon kale.
Oh,
it's called. Oh, so good.
And I think, they're perfectly fine on their own as they come in the kit, but I think they're also a great shortcut if you want to add in, if you have some veggies that need to be used up in the fridge too.
Yeah.
Also, don't underestimate, I always call them kitchen sink salads. It's whatever's in here, throw it in a bowl, mix up a quick dressing. And honestly, those are always the best.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about some tips for making these salads easier, because I think salads seem like a quick and easy dinner option until you're chopping everything, and then it's not so quick and easy.
Right. Well, plan ahead. I feel like that, I hate that that's always the answer, but when I meal plan, then I set myself up for success to actually make these things, and it really is easier in the long run.
Totally. And I know meal prep is always so much harder in the summer because it's the kids are home and they want to go, you want to be out and do things, especially around here. You have to get out in the morning, otherwise you're not getting outside, or you're spending the afternoon in the pool or wherever. And so I feel like I'm home less to do these things. So I'm going to try very hard that when the groceries come in, that's when I'm going to prep all the veggies and chop them up. And so that way everything's truly on hand, just dump in a bowl and call it dinner. Especially when I know the temperature's really going to spike and I'm really not going to want to cook. My other favorite thing about summer is that the grill is now more of an option, because then I push a lot of the cooking responsibility onto AJ.
Summer is his time to shine.
It really is. So, especially with his smoker, which honestly, I didn't understand the appeal of it. And I am a believer, because a smoker is basically the barbecue and a slow cooker had a baby, and you just throw some meat on that thing. And I mean, like I say, like I, this is my perspective. I know there's a lot more that goes into it, because I've seen how much time he spends watching YouTube about how to smoke meat. But from my end, you just throw the meat on there, and then in like 6 hours, you have something delicious. And so the best thing I always try whenever I know he's going to smoke something is to, I'll try and defrost some chicken and have him throw that on too, because then I have proteins ready to go for meals or whatever.
Smart. You did a smoked salmon on that thing last summer, so I'm thinking about bringing over a slab of salmon for him to do again.
Barf, you guys can eat all that by yourselves.
So good. Oh my God. Yeah, those are, I mean, that's really all I have. It's always my bugaboo to plan ahead. So
I know, but you know, it is the way.
Yeah, this is the way. Right. I don't really have many crockpot ideas. Do you?
I don't have a ton either, because to me, crockpot is like a winter thing.
Yeah, I do soups in it.
And also, like, I feel like the only other option really is like meats, and I don't love like a soft, slow cooked meat in summer. Like, I can't do a pot roast. That's just like
too roast.
No,
a beef stew.
No, see, like, yeah, that's just like I can't do it in the summer. One recipe that I am gonna link is from our blog. I just call it Mexican chicken. There's got to be a better name for it, but I can't come up with it. It's literally just two chicken breasts, some olive oil, a little bit of red wine vinegar, and a bunch of spices like taco seasoning and a little bit of dill, a little bit of ranch kind of seasoning. And then throw that in the crock pot. And that would be great for like burrito bowls, tacos, even like a Mexican salad, if you wanted to make something like a taco salad, not a Mexican salad.
Nachos.
Yeah. Nachos are great. And it's just super versatile. My other crock pot hack for the summer is that you can cook a whole chicken in a crock pot. And so what I do is chop up an onion, put that down, and then put the whole chicken on there. Make sure you take out all the little surprises, all the little surprises inside, and put whatever kind of seasoning you want on it. Like lemon pepper is always good, or I'll do a mix of paprika, cayenne, a little bit of cayenne. Just basically, like, honestly, you can't go wrong. Anything you want in there.
Throw a bunch of spices on it.
Yeah. Salt and pepper, garlic, like all of it. And put that on low for like 4 hours and you've got a whole chicken.
I need to be better about doing that, because I usually,
it's so easy,
shortcut it even more and just buy one at the store.
Oh, totally. That's totally valid too. But I mean, I don't always, the only place I will buy a cooked chicken is Costco, because they're so, I mean, if you go to like the grocery store and buy one, it's like $9 or something, which I know is probably about how much a whole chicken costs on its own. But if I buy them ahead of time, I don't have to leave to go get it the other thing too. So, and also, like, we eat a Costco rotisserie chicken, don't get me wrong, but it's kind of like, they're kind of slimy.
I don't love the extraction process.
Yeah. So that's why I like doing my own chicken, because it's not, I don't know. That's another topic for another day.
That's a sensory issue. We're going to work that after this.
Well, that, and also like the growth process of these chickens.
Okay. Yeah. That's enough.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're great in a pinch when you're like the day of the Costco trip, but anyways, let's move on to air fryers.
I really only use my air fryer for like vegetables, like Brussels sprouts, and like I just throw whatever I have in there as a side.
Yeah. And also, I feel like it's worth mentioning, dino nuggets on a salad is bomb.
Everything bagel salad with dino nuggets on top.
Chef's kiss.
Legit.
Also, for the Costco members, there is a brand of chicken nuggets. It's a green bag called Just Bear. Those taste exactly like Chick-fil-A without the questionable politics associated. And those are super good on a salad in case you need something a little more grown up than your dino nuggets.
Grown up nugs.
They pretty much are. I am excited for the summer with my new air fryer. I got a new one on Black Friday, and it's a Ninja. It's the one that like flips up. And so it does air frying, but it also bakes in like way less time. That thing heats up in honestly less than a minute. And so I think that will, so I think I'll be more inclined to actually bake things this summer because it's not going to take, you know, like 5 minutes to preheat and then like, and it's such a smaller thing. So I don't think it's going to heat up the whole house as much. So yeah. I'm interested to try that a little bit more.
Nice. What are other things you always have on hand for the summer?
Oh, gosh, always popsicles. Always, always. My kids will just plow through a box of popsicles. Fruit. Like we are a family of fruit bats, and summer fruit is like the time we shine. There is always a watermelon in our fridge at all times because you never know when you're going to need a watermelon dinner.
Now's the time. Now's the time.
I know. But other than that, I can't really think of anything. The farmer's market is like, the summer's the time to go. And so we kind of just try and see like what they have, what looks good. And other than fruit and popsicles, that's all we go off of.
Yeah, that's my goal, is to go to that farmer's market more regularly and plan the meals around that. So
easier said than done. I know. Yeah, you totally could. The other bugaboo of summer and food is that the kids are now home all the time eating all of the things. So how are you planning to handle this?
There's nothing that makes me more frustrated than having to feed kids constantly. So my kids are basically in charge of their own breakfast. They know how to make toast. They know how to get themselves cereal. So I'm really going to hammer that home this summer. For lunches, my plan is to do like snack, what we call snack lunches, basically a big tray. I'm going to put some fruit and, you know, bagels or sandwiches and just have that on the counter for like those hours between, let's be real, like 10 and 2 when they constantly want to eat, and be like, go to the tray. And I think if I do some of that prep in the morning, it'll be much easier on me later in the day when I'm like, you just ate, like you don't need anything else, you know?
Yeah. I think that is also good for like the before dinner snacks when like I'm hungry and you know, dinner's coming. It's like, well, then go eat what you refused earlier. Yeah. And if you're not into that, guess what? You're not that hungry. Spring break was a big wake up call for me because if we have a slow morning where we're like not rushing out the door and, you know, the kids are kind of just like watching TV, I'm doing whatever around the house. It is like, they just think this house is a buffet, and it's like, and the part of the problem is they wake up so early. And so then they'll start with like a waffle, and then they need a yogurt, and then they'll need a bar, and then they'll have some fruit. And it's like, this is done. We are not doing this. And so we have been trying to talk a lot more about making choices that are going to fuel our bodies and keep us full, and not all of like the quick carby energy things that that's all they want to eat, which I get. Those things are delicious. But also, I am not here to feed you. So
constantly.
And I know we have an episode coming up about summer routines and how we're going to work that transition. But I am very big on, it's just not a snack time right now. I'm taking this from Amy, and I'm glad you're listening to your body. It is not time to eat yet. So
love that.
And you know what? They don't really complain as much as I thought they were going to. So
here we go.
Scene.
Thank you for listening. We would love to hear about your summer salads. Follow us on Instagram. We tag us in your salad posts at dinner time. We're always looking for new, delicious, and easy ones to try.
Or even just like your easy go-to summer meals.
Yeah.
For sure. We all need the help.
Thanks for listening.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okayestmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Okayest Moms Blog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey@okayestmoms.com.